TK, let's go to the Pyrenees right now and chat with Mike Tomolaris, SBS commentator. Tour de France happening, obviously. Tough stuff. Do you see some of the gradients of those hills? They are quite incredible. Quite incredible.
That's what chairlifts are for.
That's what chairlifts are for, or getting a ride in the back of the car. Mike, good morning to you. A great weekend for Michael Matthews.
Yeah, it was, matey. Hello, Berkey. Good to talk to you, and I hope TK is treating you very tenderly, because it's good to hear your voice on the radio.
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, Michael Matthews, mate, he did crack it for an Australian victory at the Tour. It took 14 days, but look, Michael Matthews is becoming a seasoned campaigner. He really is the toast of the Tour, and gathering form with every passing day. This is a three-week endurance test, Berkey, as you may know. Mm. But for Michael Matthews to win the stage, I guess some of us expected it. But for a guy that's moved across from the Orica team, the Australian team, at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, and now representing a German team, Team Sunweb, I guess the valve has been released. The pressure valve has been released, because big things were expected from Michael Matthews by coming to this new team. He has delivered, and with 6 days of racing still to come with the Tour de France, well, you never know. The pressure is off, and he could do anything between now and Paris on Sunday next week.
I thought he might have gone the early crow, mate. He was pretty keen to celebrate before he got to the line.
Wasn't it wonderful, the way he went past those rivals of his? And I tell you what, those guys are seasoned campaigners over here, TK. Philippe Gilbert, Edvald Bossenhagen, Greg Van Avermaet. These guys know how to tackle a climb like the one Michael Matthews did. And he came from behind, overtook them, and roared to the front. And you're right, it was an easy victory. He celebrated with relative ease, had time to respond to the crowd, look at the camera. Not so much bad of the audience, but certainly it was a great salute to a wonderful victory. And great, because he's from Canberra. He was developed at the AIS over there. He's developed his skills in Canberra, and is certainly making a name for himself over here in Europe as a professional cyclist.
Now, how close is this Tour becoming? We're seeing the Froome has taken back the yellow leader's jersey from Aru. Froome mentioned the other day that he could go all the way to Paris and win this, but obviously gave it up the other day. But back in the gold jersey or the yellow jersey, is he going to take it through the Champs-Élysées?
Berkey, this is the closest Tour de France that I've ever been associated with in 22 years. We have got five riders, and only 1 minute and 12 seconds separates those guys with 6 days of racing to go. It's not supposed to be like this. It is such a tight race. And sure, Chris Froome has got the yellow jersey after losing it for 2 days in the Pyrenees. He's got it back again, but you've got the Italian national champion in Fabio Aru in second place, 18 seconds behind. You've got the Frenchman, Romain Bardet, in third place, just 23 seconds behind. And in fourth place, you've got the Colombian in Rigoberto Urán. And you've got an Irishman by the name of Dan Martin and a Brit by the name of Simon Yates. Look, it's very close. It's super close, and we just can't pick it. But Chris Froome has got the experience. He's won three tours, and he's well on track to making it four. But there are no guarantees. In the next 6 days, after the rest day tonight, we are going into the Alps. And believe me, this race won't be decided until perhaps the time trial after the Alps in Marseille on Saturday of this week. I can't pick a winner. Nobody can pick a winner. We've never been in this situation for many, many years. So it's great. After 10 relatively boring days in the opening stanza of this tour, it's a thriller. It's going to be a thriller. It's going to go down to the wire, which is great.
You're a good man. Well done. We'll be chatting on a daily basis trying to find that winner.